Thank you, Dr. Irving, and thank you everyone for coming today to see my talk. A brief outline of my talk. I'm going to start with a background of this project, talk about the objectives, talk about our materials and methods, our results, and then our conclusions that we saw from the study. So propane is a fossil fuel like gasoline, and 90% of the propane used in the U.S. today is domestically produced. 45% of that comes from natural gas production, and the other 45% comes from crude oil refining. The Clean Air Act of 1990 and the National Energy Policy Act of 1992 and 2005 approved propane as an alternative fuel, and it is currently the most used alternative fuel in the United States. So the benefits, the possible benefits of using propane is reduced operating cost. In 2008, the average for gasoline was $3.24 per gallon, while the average of propane was $2.38 per gallon. As you can see, that's almost a dollar difference per gallon in the prices. Another possible benefit is reduced vehicle emissions. Based on fuel composition alone of propane compared to gasoline with 99% combustion, there's a possibility for 20% reduction in carbon monoxide, 30% reduction in nitrogen oxides, and 40% reduction in hydrocarbons. And also, in a study done on actual converted propane engines on light-duty vehicles found a reduction in 20% for carbon monoxide, but it did not find any reduction for nitrogen oxides. There are also concerns when using propane. Converting the capital costs, such as converting a propane engine, costs extra money after you buy the gasoline mower. Also, storage tanks for propane is additional costs, and operator training for either filling those tanks or operating the lawnmower. Also, the lower energy density of propane is another concern. Gasoline produces about 30,000 BTUs per liter, while propane only produces about 22,000 BTUs per liter. This is about 73% as efficient as gasoline, equaling about 1.3 liters of propane to accomplish the same thing as 1 liter of gasoline. Also, emissions. As I mentioned in the last slide, the possible emissions for propane with 99% combustion was much lower than gasoline. But as you saw in that study, they only saw reductions in carbon monoxide. So the objectives of my study was to compare the emissions between a converted propane lawnmower to a gasoline lawnmower, to compare the engine wear based on oil analysis of a propane-powered lawnmower to a gasoline-powered lawnmower, and to compare the fuel efficiency and fuel cost of those two lawnmowers. And the expected results were a reduction in the pollutant emissions of the propane-powered lawnmower compared to the gasoline-powered lawnmower. We expected the propane-powered lawnmower to show reduced wear compared to the gasoline-powered lawnmower. And we also expected that the propane-powered lawnmower will operate at a reduced cost compared to the gasoline-powered lawnmower. So to perform this study, we had two Encore Extreme ZX 52-inch deck mowers, as you can see below. One of them converted to an EnviroGuard propane lawnmower. These two mowers were operated by a local landscape company, Common Grounds Landscape, from the 5th of May until October 31st during 2008. The two mowers were alternated weekly between the same crews so that each mower received the same amount of hours and covered the same amount of area as the other mower. Data collection periods for emissions and oil analysis were every 50 hours. For emissions collections, we used an App++ AutoLogic Pocket Gas 5-gas analyzer. This measured percent carbon dioxide, oxygen, and carbon monoxide, and it measured parts per million of hydrocarbons and nitrogen oxides. As you can see here in the picture, the gas intake tube went into the gas analyzer through a filter, taking out all moisture from the sample. And then for the hydrocarbons, carbon dioxide, and carbon monoxide readings, the non-dispersive infrared measurement method was used. This is where an infrared source emits light through the gas sample. And then depending on which gas you're reading, it absorbs certain wavelengths that are directly related to that gas. The remaining wavelengths are then passed through a bandpass filter, which is again directly related to the gas you wish to read. And all wavelengths of light are removed except for the related wavelength to that gas. And then an infrared detector detects the remaining wavelengths, which is then compared to the original infrared source, and either a percent or parts per million value is given. For oxygen and nitrogen oxide measurements, a chemical cell was used. This is where the gas passes over the bulb right here, an atmospheric gas moves into the center of the bulb, and the two gases are compared, and either a percent oxygen or parts per million nitrogen oxides is given. For oil analysis, samples were taken at every data collection period, and those were sent into Polaris Laboratories for 24 elemental analysis. This used the inductively coupled plasma mass spectrometry method, which is very similar to the non-dispersive infrared method that I previously mentioned, where the oil sample is vaporized, and then light is passed through the sample, and each element is related to a certain wavelength of light, and the remaining light is compared to the original source and gives the amount of element in that sample. For data collection of the fuel consumption and fuel price, I measure total hours for each mower every week. And for fuel consumption on the propane mower, I weigh the tanks every week and use a conversion factor of 0.51 kilograms per liter. And for the gasoline lawnmower, I used a turbine flow sensor, which you can see pictured here, where the gas line passed the gas through the turbine flow sensor and it recorded the total fuel used. And the price data that I used was from the Environmental Information Agency, and it was the residential end user price, and it was the monthly average. For emissions and oil analysis, we used a completely randomized design with subsampling, and time was our blocking variable, and this was ran through the SAS system. Unfortunately, the results of emissions for the lawnmowers were not significant, but we did have a highly significant rep effect. And just to show you some of the results, as you can see, the gasoline lawnmower for hydrocarbon, nitrogen, and carbon monoxide, you can see here, is the blue bar. The propane lawnmower is the red bar. And as you can see, the propane lawnmower changed drastically for each gas sample for the two data collection periods. And this was due to the emissions variability and inconsistency of a converted propane-powered lawnmower. There's a study out by the U.S. Department of Energy that looked at converted Ford F-150s and Ford Tauruses that also found mixed results in the emissions of propane-powered engines. Some of the engines had increased hydrocarbons, and some of them did not increase at all, while some of the other engines had large increases in the nitrogen oxides, but no increases on the other engines. The oil analysis results I'm not showing because those also were not significant due to the variability in the propane-powered lawnmower. For fuel consumption, as you can see, the gasoline lawnmower stayed fairly consistent throughout the year, but the propane lawnmower, because it was running rich at the beginning of the season and ended up running leaner at the end of the season, decreased and actually ended up using less liters per hour of fuel than the gasoline-powered lawnmower at the end of the year. For the price data, you can see even though the propane-powered lawnmower was running richer than the gasoline-powered lawnmower at the beginning of the year, it was still less expensive to run based on those Environmental Information Agency or the Energy Information Administration fuel prices, monthly averages for the year of 2008. So conclusions for this study is that we found no significant differences in the converted propane-powered lawnmower emissions compared to the gasoline-powered lawnmower emissions, which also went along with that same U.S. Department of Energy study that I mentioned previously. And constant measurements and adjustments are needed to maintain desired emissions from a converted propane-powered engine. For fuel efficiency and price data, based on these two lawnmowers and those Energy Information Energy Information Administration end user fuel prices, the propane powered lawnmower was less expensive to run than the gasoline powered lawnmower. For future research, I think the way to go for using propane as an alternative fuel would be a dedicated propane powered engine, not a converted gasoline powered engine to a propane powered engine. Also, I would like to see cost analysis with capital costs to see if those reduced fuel prices in the propane powered engine would offset the capital costs of buying a conversion kit or paying for a dedicated propane powered lawnmower. Also, a cost analysis with commercial tanks and contracts, because many large landscape companies could use a propane tank for, say, their heating and for their lawnmowers, and those are usually yearly contracts that have set prices throughout the year, so they don't have to deal with fluctuating fuel prices, and those prices can actually be lower than gasoline. And lastly, I would like to see fuel efficiency and emissions compared to diesel engines. I'd like to thank my advisor, Dr. John Sorokin, Dr. Tom Sambles, and Dr. Jim Brosnan for their help in this study, Common Grounds Landscape for Running My Mowers, the Propane Education and Research Council for providing the funding for this study, and EnviroGuard for providing the mowers for this study. At this time, I could take any questions.
I have a question.
Yes.
Did the crews that were running these, did they have a preference for one versus the other?
The only complaint that the crews had about the propane powered lawnmower was that every once in a while they would bump their elbows, but other than that there was no other complaints or preferences for one over the other. Yes.
What do you think caused the propane to run rich? Pressure regulation?
Yes, the propane mower did run rich because the pressure was too high, because a propane lawnmower is a gas injected system instead of a liquid injected system like a gasoline lawnmower. So the pressure was too high, it was reduced, and that's why it was running leaner, and the emissions changed so much over the course of the study.
Could you compare the emissions to automobiles? Because every once in a while you hear the media say that you can drive 500 miles in a car, the amount it takes you to pull an hour and a lawn or something.
No, the question was, did we compare the emissions to automobiles? And no, we did not compare the emissions to automobiles. But as you could see with the lean running propane lawnmower, that nitrogen oxide levels were very high. And without a catalytic converter, you're not going to have the reduced emissions that you'll see with automobiles. Yes?
Do you know the approximate cost to retrofit from gas to propane?
Currently, for EnviroGuard, the question was, what is the cost to convert a gasoline-powered lawnmower to a propane-powered lawnmower? And EnviroGuard, it was about a 13% increase in cost, usually around $1,000 to $1,500 extra to convert.
One more? All right, thank you.